towards a pro-Palestine march. Met Police Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist says so far they're being kept apart.
There are a number of groups within this counter-protest who have split off and seem intent on seeking confrontation with the main Palestinian march. And the policing operation at the moment is being effective in preventing that happening.
The Scottish National Party has blamed far-right scuffles with police on the Home Secretary, accusing her of fanning the flames. She'd accused the Met of bias. Officers say the rally calling for a ceasefire in Gaza has so far passed without incident. Its presence on Armistice Day had been called disrespectful by the Prime Minister. Princess Anne has led a nationwide silence. The mother of Eliane Andam, stabbed to death in South London in September, has broken down at the 15-year-old's funeral. Dorcas read a poem at her service.
I remember her first words, Dada, she had said, on cue, and how she would count even before the age of two. I love you to the moon and back, our bedtime phrase.
A 17-year-old's been charged with murder. Nigel Farage is seeking millions in damages after his NatWest account was shut down and his finances discussed with a journalist. We understand he's beginning legal action next week. In sport, Arsenal have been taking on Bournemouth in the Premier League. Live to Nigel Bidmead at the Emirates.
Final whistle just gone. Arsenal have won 3-1. They had to wait until the end of the first half to open the scoring. Leandro Trossard heading home from close range. On 54, Burnley equalised through Josh Brownhill. Parity lasted less than 3 minutes. William Saliba restoring Arsenal's lead. Alexander Sinchenko put Arsenal further ahead before their midfielder Fabio Vieira was sent off. Arsenal 3, Burnley 1.
Tottenham lost 2-1 at Wolves, while Manchester United edged Luton 1-0. St Mirren were thrashed 4-0 at Dundee in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
The time is 2 minutes past five. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We can expect a dry night ahead, widely clear skies. Temperatures readily falling away overnight, allowing frost patches to form, and some areas of fog will also develop. Cloud will thicken from the west towards dawn. Minimum temperature overnight at 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday is expected to start dry with fog and frost patches clearing. Cloud and outbreaks of patchy rain will spread across the area during the afternoon. To bright spells there. There might be some further rain arriving later on as we head into Sunday evening, though. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 9 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Before I go any further, we've got a full-time report from Andy Gardner, who's been over at New Lodge this afternoon, watching Hutton play at Burnham Ramblers in Thurlow Under Division 1 South. We can hear from him right now.
It's finished here at New Lodge. Hutton 3, Burnham Ramblers 1, with the match all wrapped up by half-time. Hutton went in front after 7 minutes when right back Tom Stevens found himself clear and his shot went in off the inside of the post. Burnham's best moment of that half came just 2 minutes afterwards when Elliot George met a free kick, but his header was tipped over by Jamie Grossart, and that was as good as it got for Burnham, because a couple of minutes later Stephen was at it again with an even better goal after 12 minutes. It was a great cross from Callum Ishmael and it picked out Stephen up from the back, and his header found the top corner. And it was three and game over just before half time when these two strikers, Webster and Johnson, combined. Johnson was through on goal, but he was brought down by goalkeeper Ryan Bungarodu, and he was booked in the process. And I think I said it was Jamie Gardner that scored the penalty at half time, but it was actually Stephen Judge that put the penalty home to make it 3-0, despite a good effort by Bungarudu, and got a hand to it. The second half, it was pretty much all the same, apart from the finishing. Hutton guilty of missing a hatful of chances, and they missed another penalty as well. When the very impressive Ismail was brought down, and this time the judge let Tom Stevens step up to hopefully complete his hat-trick, but unfortunately for him, his penalty came back off the post. And Burnham's very slim chances completely evaporated when one of their half-time substitutes, Yara Jiao, picked up two yellow cards in the quick succession. So Burnham were down to 10 men. But they did battle on, and it was another substitute that pulled one back 3 minutes from the time. The much-travelled Evro Menga scored 3 minutes from time to make it 3-1. But really, Hutton missed so many chances in that second half to improve their goal difference. But the good thing for them is, with news coming through that the leaders, Dunmo, have been beaten heavily at Cannons Wood, so they were just 3 points behind them this morning in fifth place. So there's only 3 points splitting the whole of the top five, so their chances of promotion improving tonight. Burnham started 12th, well beaten today, but at least they did keep going when down to 10 men. So it's all over at New Lodge. Hutton 3, Burnham Ramblers 1.
Thanks very much, Andy. So Hutton's impressive start to life in senior football continuing this afternoon with a 3-1 win over Burnham Ramblers. I'll have a full round-up of Divisions 1, South and North in the third round later on. Results still to come from the Essex Senior League as well. And the FA Vars ties taking place this afternoon. They'll have the results involving the local teams. Local rugby results still to come. But and also reports from our other featured matches, Leyton Orient versus Oxford United in League One. I can confirm that the O's have lost that one by 3-2. And Benwicky Town's trip to Folkestone invicta. Those reports still to come. But I've got loads of full-time scores to run through. So I'm going to pick up from where I left off before the news. In the Scottish Premiership, it finished St Johnstone 1, Ross County 0. Isthmian North defeat for Witham Town this afternoon. It's been a struggling season for them so far. They lost 3-0 at Bury Town this afternoon. National League, it finished AFC Fylde 0, York City 2. And in the Isthmian North, a couple of full-times, defeat for Haybridge Swifts. They lost 3-2 at home to Phoenix Stowe Walton. Brightling Sea Regent lost 4-2 at New Salamis. Waltham Abbey have now got 5 games undefeated in the Southern League Division 1 Central. 4-1 winners against Ware this afternoon. At the Community Stadium, it finished Colchester United 1, Sutton United 1 in League 2. So 2 points dropped there. Sutton United scored a late equaliser in the 95th minute to deny Matty Etherington and his side all 3 points. Also in League 2, it finished Grimsby 3, Morecambe 2. Scottish Premiership, it finished Hibernian 1, Kilmarnock 0. Celtic and Rangers, they didn't play today. Celtic remained top, the only side unbeaten on 32 points. Rangers behind them on 24, and Rangers have a game in hand on them. St Mirren a third, and Hearts a fourth. At the other end of the table, Livingston at the foot. They didn't play today. Ross County just above them on goals scored. Meanwhile, hashtag United 1-2-0 at Horsham in the Isthmian Premier League. Finished Aldershot 1, Kidderminster 0 in the National League. A thumping win for Gateshead against Dorking Wanderers in the National League. 6-0 winners this afternoon. In the also in the National League, it finished Maidenhead 1, Halifax 0. All over for Hornchurch. They won 6-0 at Cheshunt in the ESPN Premier League this afternoon. All over Old Trafford, where it's finished Manchester United 1, Luton Town 0. That relieves some of the pressure on the beleaguered United manager Erik ten Hag. And another costly defeat for struggling Luton. Championship, Southampton, they beat West Bromwich Albion 2-1. A couple of full-times from League 1, Bolton 1, Blackpool 0, and Northampton 2, Burton 0. A late equaliser by Odie Alpha in the 93rd minute has earned Chelmsford City a point against Chippenham Town at Melbourne Park. It finished 2-2 in that National League South game. Win for Brentwood Town, 2-0 winners at Enfield this afternoon. Well done to them in the ESPN North. Just have a look at the ESPN North tables. The scores have now gone in, all come in, I should say. Lowestoft Town remain at top, 1 point ahead of Felixstowe Walton, who won that game at Hayley Smith's this afternoon. Malden Tiptree are now third after they won this afternoon at Bowers and Pitsey. Basildon United, who drew with struggling Greys last night, they are in fourth. Walthamstow fifth after that 3-2 win at Redbridge. Brightling Sea sixth. Brentwood Town now up to seventh after their win this afternoon. Things improving for them. Bowers and Pitsey are eighth. Haybridge fifth, ninth. Redbridge 12th. Looking further down, Witham Town finding things difficult. Just the one win from their 11 matches so far. They're 17th, just above Greys, who are in 18th. The only side below them, Stone Market Town, the bottom side. And Greys and Stone Market, the only two sides in the ESPN North yet to win. In the Championship, there was a goalless draw between Coventry and Stoke. In League One, it finished Derby 3, Barnsley 0, and Shrewsbury 3, Reading 2. Great comeback by Shrewsbury against struggling Reading, who led 2-0 after 15 minutes. Defeat for Southend United in the National League. They have lost 2-0 at Altrincham. Defeat for Aveley too, who started the day in second place in the National League South. I'll take a look at the table in a while, but they lost 3-0 at Bath City this afternoon. Leeds 2, Plymouth 1, that's a full time from the Championship. Tranmere 3, Forest Green 0, and Walsall 0, Harrogate 1, their full time scores in League 2. Can now have a look at the ESPN Premier League table. Hornchurch now 11 points clear at the top, 38 points from 14 games. Enfield Town have also played 14. They're second on 27 above Chatham, who are on goal difference. Billericay dropped to fourth after that defeat at Folkestone this afternoon. We'll hear from a leader while Hastings United, the other side in the playoff spots. Hashtag, who won this afternoon, they move up to ninth in the table. Canvey, who lost, they are down to 13th. And Concord Rangers, whose match was postponed, they remain on the foot of the table, although only on goal difference. And they have two games in hand on the side above them, having a bother. Kingstonian and Cheshunt, the other side's currently in the drop zone. Elsewhere, it finished Hartlepool 2, Ebbsfleet 2 in the National League. Arsenal 3, Burnley 1, and Crystal Palace 2, Everton 3. Final scores in the Premier League. Massive result for Everton at Selhurst Park. And looking at the Premier League table, just to remind you, there is a 5:30 kickoff. Bournemouth taking on Newcastle. Manchester City remain at top and Arsenal second, but they have the same points as City now do Arsenal, although City have a game in hand. Tottenham in third place after losing to Wolves, conceding those two late goals this afternoon. A couple of very Spursy performances from them this week after an extraordinary 4-1 defeat against Chelsea on Monday night. Liverpool, who didn't play today, a fourth. It's Aston Villa in fifth, Manchester United sixth after that 1-0 win over Luton Town, who are still outside the drop zone, but only on goal difference. Sheffield United remain bottom. Burnley just above them after that defeat at Arsenal. And Bournemouth, they are currently in 18th place. Meanwhile, in the Championship, it finished Watford 5, Rotherham 0, League 1, Carlisle 0, Bristol Rovers 1, Lincoln 1, Port Vale 1, a couple from League 2, AFC Wimbledon 2, Doncaster 0, and Swindon 2, Stockport 4. Great comeback from Stockport there. Barnet scored a couple of late goals at Chesterfield, but the home side remained top of the table after winning by 4-2. Also in the National League, it finished Oldham 1, Eastleigh 1. League 2 finished Salford 1, Mansfield 2. Championship, Cardiff 2, Norwich 3, Hull 1, Huddersfield 0. League 1, it finished Cheltenham 1, Wigan 1, and Portsmouth 2, Charlton 2. Full time in the National League, Oxford City 3, Woking 2. Woking scored a second in the ninth minute of injury time, but Oxford City held out for all 3 points. And also winning 3-2, Wealdstone, who beat Rochdale by a bad score, also in the National League. League 2 finished Crawley 3, Accrington 1, Ipswich Town 3, Swansea City 2 was the final score at Portman Road in the Championship. And with Leicester losing 1-0 at Middlesbrough, it means they're only above Ipswich now on goal difference. Both teams on 39 points, they've both played 16. Leeds, Southampton, Preston and Sunderland are the sides currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Sheffield Wednesday still bottom with only one win from their first 16 matches on 6 points. Queen's Park Rangers 23rd on 10. Rotherham having lost that game at Watford this afternoon, they are in the drop zone still on 11 points. Getting back to the full times, League 2, a losing start for Bradford City's new manager Graham Alexander. He saw his new charges lose 2-1 at home to Barrow. Bournemouth Wood 1, Bromley 1 was the final full-time score from the 3 o'clock in the National League. Don't forget the Daggers are in action at 5:30 against Solihull Moors. So Chesterfield now 5 points clear at the top after their win against Barnet, who remain in second place. Chesterfield on 47, Barnet on 42, and Chesterfield have a game in hand over them as well. Bromley in third on 36, Solihull Moors fourth in 34, Altrincham, Aldershot Town and Gateshead in the other sides currently in the playoff spots. The Daggers currently in 15th, but it's very tight just above them in the table, and if they do manage to beat Solihull later on, they will actually go all the way up to 9th in the table. Southend United in 15th place on 16th place, sorry, on 21 points after losing at Altrincham this afternoon. Kidderminster still bottom and Fylde just above them. Oxford City remain 22nd despite their win this afternoon, and Ebbsfleet United are now in the drop zone. Maidenhead won this afternoon and they climb out of the bottom four. Can also have a look at the National League South table. Miserable afternoon for Avery at Bath, but they're still second, 1 point above Bath, but 6 points behind leader Yeovil Town, who won this afternoon. Yeovil on 38, Avery on 32, Bath in third on 31, Hampton, Richmond, Torquay, Maidstone and Chelmsford City after their late equaliser against Chippenham Town, they remain in 7th place ahead of 8th place Worthing on goal difference, both of those sides on 26 points. Braintree Town, after losing this afternoon, they have dropped into 10th place. And just getting back to the full times, I'm sure there's still some we've not had. Yeah, it finished Wycombe Wanderers 0, Stevenage 1 in League 1. Portsmouth remain top despite being held to a tool draw by Charlton, 1 point ahead of Oxford United, who won 3-2 at Leighton Orient, putting Liam Manning's departure to Bristol City behind them. Bolton, Peterborough, Stevenage and Barnsley make up the playoff spots. The O's are in 14th. We're going to be hearing from Alex about that match at Brisbane Road in a while. Reading bottom after losing this afternoon. Cheltenham, Carlisle and Fleetwood are also in the drop zone. And let's take a look at Sky Bet League 2. Stockport County 5 points clear at the top of the table after an excellent comeback in a match at Swindon, winning 4-2. Wrexham and Mansfield, who are second and third, they both won this afternoon. Crewe, Notts County, Barrow and Morecambe make up the playoff spots. Colchester United in 16th place after their 1-0 draw against Sutton United. Arthur Reid, David Hughes lead on 80 minutes, but Swamney equalised for Sutton in the 95th minute, so the Hughes having to make do with a point this afternoon. Sutton United remain bottom of the table despite picking up a point. Forest Green just above them, also in the drop zone. They were soundly beaten this afternoon themselves. You'll take a very short break now. Back very shortly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Another full-time report for you now. Lee Bailey was watching Billericay Town at Folkestone Invicta in the ESPN Premier League. Here's his full-time summary.
Folkestone 1, Billericay 0. Billericay went down to a last gasp, Luke Holner's goal in Kent to suffer a frustrating defeat when they'd looked well-placed to win the game. It had been a different story in a dull first half, a few real chances, as a lively opening from Folkestone had the Blues on the back foot. An early shot from Scott Hurd brought a save from Wilkes and Toby Byron fired wide. Blues' best chance was spurned as Louis Ramsey head Brad Stevenson's crossover. Folkestone threatened early in the second half as Holness blazed over before momentum shifted to Billericay. Stevenson's free kick flew narrowly over the bar, while Alfie Cerulli couldn't provide the final touch to Aziz's flick. Gary McCann went for the win, sending on Moses Emmanuel and pushing the team further forward. Blues dominated the last 20 minutes and racked up a succession of chances, with Stevenson shooting across goal from Wells's pass, Asamoah forcing a save after pinball in the Folkestone box, and Leathers smashing over after Coleman dropped a cross at his feet. Billericay on the attack were caught by a home counter as Holness showed admirable turn of pace to race clear on halfway and beat the advancing Wilkes to send a dagger through Billericay hearts. Blues will need to pick themselves up quick. It's hashtag at home on Monday.
Thanks very much indeed, Lisa. Disappointment for Billericay this afternoon. Still got Alex Dripp's report to come from Leighton Orient versus Oxford United. Ladies Travel coming up soon. I am going to take a little break and do a musical feature, the post-match warm down, and with it being Remembrance weekend and Armistice Day today, I've picked three, I think, rather appropriately themed songs for that. That's coming up soon. Just looking at the Southern League Division 1 Central table, and Waltham Abbey remain in third place after their excellent 4-1 win at home to Ware this afternoon. They're on 24 points from 13 matches. North Lee have also played 13 on 27. They're in second. The leaders are Bedford Town, the only unbeaten side in the league. They're on 30 points, and they have a game in hand on both North Lee and Abbey, but fine results for Abbey. Still got results to come from the FA Vars second round. I know one tie was postponed this afternoon, not sure why. Great Wakering Rovers versus Downham Town. Thurlow Nunn, South and North results to come as well. I can tell you the results from the Essex Senior League, well, all but one of them anyway. It finished FC Clacton 2, West Essex 2. Fremford 0, Barking 4, Little Oakley 2, Ilford 1, Sporting Bang United 3, Housedead Town 0, and Takeley 1, Buckhurst Hill 2. Just looking at the table, Tilbury remain top, although they were in Vars action this afternoon. They've played 17 on 36. Woodford Town also in a... we're in Vars action, sorry, this afternoon. They're on 34. They've played 16. Romford in third. Another side in the FA Vars this afternoon, also on 34, but Woodford have better goal difference. And also, Romford have played two more than Woodford. West Essex are fourth, and Sporting Bengal United are fifth. At the other end of the table, Coggeshall Town bottom. They were due to play in the Vars this afternoon against Stanway Rovers, the side just above them. Not seen the result from that yet, if indeed it did actually go ahead, but I'll keep an eye out for that. Right now, the time is 26 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So now it's time for the last travel update for today here on Phoenix FM. Still a few things on the road. It's been quiet in Brentwood and Billericay most of the afternoon, but still a few things further afield. The A414 down in the North Weald area is still blocked in both directions. This is Epping Road, queuing traffic due to an accident between Blakehall Road and Bobbingworth Mill. In Harlow, there is currently some slow-moving traffic on London Road, the B1393 on the approach to Hastingwood Interchange. Epping High Street still busy between Stonehard Hill and Station Road. Rayleigh still busy on Crown Hill going towards the High Street. Harlow, again, slow-moving traffic on Canes Lane, the 0414 from the M11 Junction 7 roundabout to Rayleigh Lane. And still quite a few things going on in Chelmsford this afternoon. Springfield Road is once again busy between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. Also, some of the approaches to the Army and Navy are busy as well. Chelmer Road, Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass are all busy. Victoria Road busy too between Springfield Road and New Street. Just a reminder that on Greater Anglia trains, there is a bus replacement service today between Witham and Ingatestone for the fast services and between Witham and Chelmsford for the stopper services. Trains will continue to operate between Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Braintree and Witham, as well as between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street via Ingatestone. Meanwhile, on TfL, no reported problems on the Elizabeth line, the DLR or London Overground. And by and large, the Underground is looking okay as well as we head into Saturday evening. So, before we go to the post-match warm-down, I've got a full-time summary for you from Leyton Orient versus Oxford United in League One. Our reporter at Brisbane Road was Alex Stripe.
Oxford United have held on for a victory at Orient this afternoon. Rodriguez opened the scoring in the 32nd minute for a great long shot. However, Sol Brin in the build-up did pass the ball directly to Harris, who led it on to Rodriguez to fire home. In the 47th minute, Odin doubled the scoring for the away side. You'd think Orient would come out in the second half rearing to go, however found themselves 3-0 down after conceding from a set piece where Rodriguez tucked away a rebound. Orient did manage to claw a goal back for a plucky own goal, and that really did feel the only way Orient were going to get back into the game. However, in the 64th minute, Cooper nodded across back across goal and Ruta Turiu smashed home a left-footed volley into the top corner. Game on. Dan Hap, 1 minute later, saw his header onto the post, and that was really the only chance Orient got to salvage an equaliser. Bodin ran down the other end about 10 minutes later and saw his lob just hit the top of the crossbar and almost made it 4-2 to Oxford.
Thanks very much indeed, Alex. So, disappointment for the O's this afternoon. Right, I am going to take a break and get my breath back. It is time for this week's post-match warm-down. With it being Armistice Day and Remembrance Weekend, I thought these three songs were fairly appropriate.
have a bunch of purple flowers to decorate to Mammy's hill road. Morning in the aerodrome, the weather warm, the heat is cold here. For her men in uniform to carry home that little soldier.
What could he do? Should have been a rock star.
But he didn't have the money for a guitar.
What could he do? Should have been a politician.
But he never had a proper education.
What could he do? Should have been a father.
But he never even made it to his twenties. Model-based army dreamers.
Songs which I thought were appropriate for this weekend made up this week's post-match warm down. First off, The Farm and All Together Now, which if you listen to the lyrics are all about World War One. And then Marvin Gaye with the incredible What's Going On from the equally incredible album of the same name. And sadly, when you take into account what's going on in Gaza at the moment, the lyrics are still very appropriate, more than half a century on, sadly. And that was followed by Kate Bush and Army Dreamers. So, just to let you know what's been going on today, there was a pro-Palestinian protest in London, and unfortunately, a counter-protest from... I'm going to describe it as what they are, just complete scum, basically. 92 of them were arrested for some bizarre reason. They were allowed to make their way to Whitehall and attack the police. Quite disgusting scenes I've seen played out on the TV this afternoon. But I know we'll see far more dignified scenes tomorrow with remembrance services up and down the land, including the one at the Cenotaph. Anyway, on with the afternoon's sport. I've still got a lot to cram in. The last couple of racing results I'm going to bring you come from the evening meeting at Chelmsford City Racecourse at 5 o'clock. First was number 2, Q's Likely, priced at 22-1. Second was number 11, Qatar Moon, priced at 3-1. And third was number 3, The African Queen, priced at 6-1. 12 ran. Disappointment for number 4, Calm Waters, who was the 7-4 favourite and only managed to finish 7th. And the 5:30, first was number 3, Palazzo Persico, 3-1 joint favourite. Second was number 1, Go Your Own Way, priced at 9-2. And third was number 2, Surging Tide, the other 3-1 joint favourite. There were a total of 7 runners in that race. Matches have got underway at 5:30. Bournemouth versus Newcastle in the Premier League and in the National League. Dagenham and Redbridge hosting Solihull Moors at Victoria Road. No goals in either of those so far. I've got the all local rugby results in, so I'm going to run through those for you now, with one exception, actually, in Counties 2, Essex North. That's just come in, actually. It's Whittle Wanderers 8, Burnham on Crouch 33. That was the only game in that league. Burnham on Crouch remain top of the table, having won all five of their opening matches. So, moving on to Regional 1 South East, and there was an all-Essex affair this afternoon. Colchester, who were beaten for the first time this season last Saturday, they hosted Rochford 100, currently one off of the bottom, and Colchester won by 46 points to 10 and remain top of the table. Westcliff, the bottom club, they lost this afternoon. They were beaten 32-19 at Hartford. Meanwhile, in Regional 2, Anglia Southend Saxons remain top of the table after a 27-17 win at home to Harlow. Elsewhere, it finished Dagenham 34, Chelmsford 39. Result has taken Chelmsford off the bottom of the table. Eton Manor scored 40 points at Norwich without reply. Also finished Thurrock 29, Brentwood 14, and Woodford 27, Saffron Walden 21. Counties 2, Eastern Counties, and Colchester, their second 11, who have only lost one of their opening eight games. There was a victory for them at home to Thurston this afternoon. They won 43-26. Counties 1, Essex, it finished Braintree 25, Old Cooperians 14, Chingford 24, Campion 14, Campion now bottom of the table. Epping, Upper Clapton, the leaders, they were held to a draw after winning their first seven matches of the season by Wanstead, who were second. It finished six apiece. So Epping, Upper Clapton remain top by 1 point. Elsewhere finished Maldon 16, East London 31, Mavericks 39, Romford and Gideon Park 28, and Stanford Hope 27, Upminster 28. A very close affair there. And finally, in Counties 2, Essex South, it finished King's Cross Steelers 33, Canvey Island 18, Millwall 14, Billericay 36, and Old Brentwood's 21, Basildon 19. Basildon remained top just ahead of Old Brentwood's, but that was their first defeat of the season.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
With the time at 10 to 6, I've been busy finding out the FA Vars results from the second round proper this afternoon involving a local side. There's just one I've not managed to find out so far. Woodford Town away at London Lions. If I don't, I'll certainly mention it on the non-league hour on Thursday night. But Saffron Walden Town are through. They faced fellow Essex Senior League side Holbury Sports and beat them 2-0 at Catons Lane this afternoon. Great Wakefield Rovers versus Downham Town was postponed, as I say. Stanway Pegasus have gone through. Stanway Pegasus from the Furlough and Division 1 North. They beat Barkingside from Division 1 South by a goal to nil. Tilbury, the Essex Senior League leaders, are through as well. They took on Tring Athletic from the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division and scored 4 without reply. And Romford are through as well. They took on Crawley Green and beat them 2-1. And also going through Athletic Newham, they drew 3-3 in their tie away to Wembley, so it went to penalties and Athletic won the shootout 4-3. So well done to all of our local sides who have gone through this afternoon. Going to have a look now at the Furlough Nun Division 1 South. As we've already heard from Andy, Hutton beat Burnham Ramblers 3-1. Very comprehensive defeat for Dunmo Town, who are no longer the league leaders. They were thrashed 6-0 at Cannons Wood this afternoon. Also finished Benfleet 2, Newbury Forest 0, Brimsdown 0, Harlow Town 2, Enfield Borough 1, Hoddesdon Town 4, Hackney Wick 4, Parkview 0, Southend Manor 0, Clapton Community 2, and that result has taken Clapton Community to the top of the table. It was a 2-1 move for Tower Hamlets at St Margaret's Bury as well. So Clapton Community 2 points clear at the top ahead of Cannons Wood. Although Cannons Wood have 3 games in hand. They're followed by Harlow Town in third. Hutton are now fourth after their win this afternoon. And Dunmo Town have dropped to fifth after that result. In the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, meanwhile, there was defeat for Harrickson Parkston this afternoon. They lost 2-1 away to AFC Sudbury Reserves. That was the only game involving Essex side, apart from Wivenhoe Town, with Stanway being in FA Vars action. Holland didn't play today, but Wivenhoe Town were beaten 2-1 at home by Swaffham Town. Holland remained top on 42 points, 4 points clear of Stanway Pegasus in second, although Pegasus have 3 games in hand on them. Framlingham Town, Great Yarmouth Town and Distown third, fourth and fifth. Harwich and Parkston, they are in sixth place despite that defeat this afternoon, and looking slightly further down, Wivenhoe Town, after losing this afternoon, they are currently in 11th spot. So that is almost it from me. Still trying to find out how Woodford Town got on in the FA Vars. That one hasn't come up, unfortunately. Meanwhile, in the rugby There are two more matches which are underway in the United Rugby Championship. Ospreys 10, Glasgow Warriors 0, and Scarlets 10, Lions 7 are the latest scores. Still no goals in the Premier League game between Bournemouth and Newcastle, and Dagenham and Redbridge versus Solihull Moors in the National League. That is also goalless. Five Premier League games tomorrow. Aston Villa, Fulham, Brighton take on Sheffield United. It's Liverpool versus Brentford. West Ham United take on Nottingham Forest at London Stadium. They're all 2 o'clock kickoffs. And then at 4:30, Chelsea versus Manchester City. Scottish Premiership, Livingston play Rangers and their rival Celtic. The leaders are at home to Aberdeen. Games in the Women's Super League tomorrow as well, including West Ham United women away to Manchester United women. Tottenham are playing Liverpool, Everton, Chelsea, Manchester City against Brighton, Bristol City versus Aston Villa, and Leicester City versus Arsenal. That one is a late kickoff. So that is pretty much that. Thank you so much for your company this afternoon. A big thank you to our reporting team of Alex Dripe watching Leighton Orient for us, Andy Gardner watching Hutton versus Burnham Ramblers, and also Lee Bailey watching Billericay Town for us at Folkestone Invicta. And a big thank you to you for listening as well. I shall be back on the air on Thursday night with the non-league hour, 7 till 8pm. Hope you can join me for that. If not, all be well. I shall be back here next Saturday with another edition of Phoenix Sport between 3 and 6pm. I'm going to round off now with a 70s rock classic from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Hollywood Nights. Have a good and safe week. Take care. And good night to you. Mandy is next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Bye-bye.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. He was too far from home. She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles of those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed. Staring down at the light.
lights of LA, wondering if he could ever go home.